Thank you so much for that Madonna moment. Aloha, everybody. Happy Tuesday. We're here. My name is Alana, and Marshall's in the studio with me.
Aloha, Alana.
Yay, aloha. And big shout out to the Homegrown Garden Island Ultra Crepidarian Traveling Variety Show. I was close with Baloney.
With Baloney.
Okay.
X-Man, thank you.
Thank you, X-Man. Thank you. Yeah, so aloha, everybody. I hope everybody's doing well, given the circumstances. Today, we're going to do a special Pride Takeover Day. We're going to focus on LGBTQ issues and hope to celebrate all things Pride since, the parade was supposed to be this Saturday. And it's not happening now due to COVID. So I know that the Kauai Pride people have some other things lined up they want to talk about. Also, Kaya from YWCA is in a call, and we're going to have a bunch of different callers today, so it should be real great. And while we wait for them to call, first I wanted to remind you guys that you are listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, and Kauai Soapbox is made possible by KKCR sustaining members in partnership with Kalaheo Yoga, Hawaii Five Element Acupuncture, and OG Smoke Shop Kauai.
Kalaheo Yoga, now offering yoga, bar, and Pilates classes with instructors to meet every body at every level. New schedule and classes every day beginning this month. Kalaheo Yoga, located on Papalina Road, supports KKCR by underwriting this program. More info at kalaheoyoga.com.
Hawaii 5 Element Acupuncture and Zero Balancing Body Work with Sarah Brooks. Specialized treatment for balance, well-being, and vitality for kids and adults. Now located at 4427 Papalina Road in Kalaheo. More information and appointments at hawaii5element.com or 808-658-1918.
The Oahu Glass Ohana presents the reopening of OG Smoke Shop Kauai. Open 12 noon to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Water and hand pipes, vaporizers, kratom, dabbing accessories, and much more. Located upstairs in the Dragon Building Kapa'a, 821-1323 or OG Kauai on Facebook.
Mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, board, volunteers, or underwriters.
All right, guys. Happy Pride Month. We're going to open with a little song, our special Pride Takeover show, and then we'll be back with Emily and Kaya from the YWCA. Stay tuned. Here's some Gaga for you.
My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends. Subway can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different heart is not a sin. Believe capital H.
Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, you're black, white, beige, chola, descent. You're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast or leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, cause baby, you were born
no
this way.
No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, chola,
you tell them, Gaga. So, hello, everybody. You're listening to KKCR, and we should have, this is a Pride Takeover show. Oop, there you go. And we should have Kaya from YWCA and Emily Dunn on the line. Are you ladies there? Oh, there you go. Hi, ladies. Are you there? Uh-oh. Maybe you got to push them through. Oh, there you go. Can you hear me now?
Hello, hello.
Hi,
hello.
Guys. Thanks for calling
Hi.
In. Yes, so excited to have you guys. So just feel free to jump right on in. Maybe tell us a little bit about yourselves and what you're going to talk about today. And, yeah, go for it.
So, my name is Emily. I'm a community member, and I'm just actually volunteering to work with Maddie and Kaya and the YWCA to kind of generate some stoke around our Pride Inside this week. Kaya's going to talk a little bit more about our events, but because of COVID-19 this year, we were unable to do Pride outside, so we're doing Pride Inside. So I'm a queer community member, and we just wanted to talk a little bit about our events and you know, leave some room for people calling in if you have any questions. We've got a couple of really cool events coming up this week that Kaya's going to talk about, and we just wanted the community to find out more about it.
Wonderful.
Thanks for having us, Alana.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you guys so much for sharing.
Thank you for calling. This is Marshall. I'm here too. Aloha.
Hi.
Hi.
So my name's Kaya. We, like Emily said, we were not able to do an outdoor event this year, but the event that happened on Kauai last year, one of the main purposes of it was just to really create some visibility around the queer community, because there are queer people here. There are queer people everywhere, but there aren't always a lot of times where that gets to be out in the open. And for our younger generation, I think it's super important that we have visibility to make people feel comfortable with who they are and a part of this larger community. So that's what we really wanted to achieve with the 21-day challenge that we created, is to really make some visibility on the island and to do a little educating. We were focusing a lot on reaching younger people who may be questioning their identities or are just kind of exploring this topic, or maybe have already kind of determined their identity for themselves but haven't yet felt comfortable sharing that with the world. Or also we're kind of targeting potential allies, people who maybe, you know, support the community but don't know that much about it and may inadvertently say things that are offensive. So that was kind of what we were focusing on with the first week. We split the 21-day challenge into 3 weeks. And the first week was all about the basics. It was about discovering what it means to be queer. So we kind of made these challenges, and this is all up on our website, KauaiPrideParade.com, or on our Instagram, Kauai Pride Parade. But we wanted to give people some different activities they could do each day just to learn more about the community, to learn what it means to label oneself, and that that's something that's meant to create understanding and self-acceptance and community, but it's not something that someone has to do if they're not ready. And there's a lot of different labels. Even people within the LGBTQIA plus community may not know all these different labels because, yeah. You know, terminology is constantly evolving. And as our community becomes more visible and becomes more aware and learns all these different ways that we can feel and identify, there's new terms that come out of the woodwork and that are created to express how people identify.
Yeah. So, actually, I was going to say, to fill in our listeners, can you briefly say what LGBTQIA plus stands for?
Sure. So it stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer or questioning, intersex, asexual, plus additional identities. Some people also do use the A as ally. So this is like really an umbrella term to kind of cover every person in the community. And some people may not identify as one of those particular letters, and that's why there's the plus at the end,
gotcha.
Or why we use the word queer.
Yes.
So the term queer, I don't know, Emily, if you have any input on this, because I think that you identify as queer, if I'm correct.
Hi, yeah, I do. And, I think before I was here on Kauai, I used to work with an amazing organization called True Colors United that Cindy Lauper actually founded. And that was a question, I think, for a lot of our community partners, because we worked with a lot of community partners who were providing services to people experiencing homelessness. And I was specifically working with LGBT young folks who are experiencing homelessness. And a lot of people would ask, like, what is queer? And I think that kind of in line with what we talk about with pride inside and where, like, what the why is really talking about in terms of, like, having pride kind of be generated from inside, I think queer kind of goes along with that idea. And for me, what queer means is, like, I maybe don't have the same relationship structures that are like a heterosexual or monogamous relationship structure, or I'm also attracted to men, women, and trans people and other folks who maybe don't identify on that sort of gender binary scale. And so for me, that's sort of what queer means to me.
Open.
I think
to
the
anything.
Interesting thing. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, so can I say maybe open to anything? Is that like a bad way to phrase it?
I think queer is a term that is very personal to the person who uses it. It can mean something different to different people. You know, it kind of sometimes is used synonymously with LGBTQ just to kind of mean, you know, someone who identifies as gay may also identify as queer.
Gotcha.
Someone who identifies as a trans woman may also identify as queer, but they may not. And it means different things to different people. And it was originally, you know, an insult, right? So this is something that people have reclaimed. So I think that it means different things also to different generations, because some people who may have experienced, you know, violence or bullying with that term might not want to reclaim it. Whereas I think the younger generation is more comfortable using it as a reclaimed term.
Gotcha. Thank you so much for explaining. But yeah, keep going about the programming.
So a lot of what we set up for week one was kind of conversations like this, where it's like, let's talk about what all these different things that, you know, people have probably heard these terms occasionally, but they might not know exactly what they mean. So we have a lot of kind of simple videos and articles that underscore what all of these different terms mean, the differences between them. And then we talk a little bit about what it means to be an ally, which I think is a very hot topic right now, especially with the whole Black Lives Matter movement bringing this into the forefront of national discourse. What does it mean to be an ally? you know? So we talk about that a little bit, and also intersectionality, which basically means that different types of oppression and discrimination can affect a person in overlapping ways. Uh-huh. So someone's race might affect them as well as their gender identity at the same time. So, for example, a queer white person may not experience the same discrimination that a queer person of color would experience. So we're kind of bringing all these things to the table because they're all really important conversations that we have to start having out in the open more. So that was kind of our goal with week one, is to get all that information out, and maybe people can share it with their family members who are kind of open to these discussions but just don't really have a starting off point.
Wow, I feel like I've learned so much just in the past, like, 10 minutes. Thank you so much for clarifying all that.
Dropping some knowledge.
Yes, I love that. I didn't know about the intersectionality one. So can you just repeat, like, maybe a few times around over the course of the show where people can find this information in case they didn't hear?
Sure. Yeah, so this information is all on KauaiPrideParade.com. It's also on our Instagram and our Facebook, which are both under Kauai Pride Parade. We'll be updating that, you know, with the rest of this week's stuff, which we will get to in a little bit. But yeah, so we created this so it can kind of live there. So even if you didn't get to check it out when we first brought it out, it will still be up on the website, and it's still a great resource to share.
Awesome.
You know, this is Marshall. I'm looking at the KauaiPrideParade.com website right now, and thank you. Beautiful site, very colorful.
Yes.
Nice. Visually, and you know, I'm glad that it's here to refer to as well, because I'll be honest that today is the first time I have heard of the full LGBTQIA+. I had not gotten that yet. So yeah, that right there may be a nugget of a takeaway for listeners, you know, to begin with. LGBTQ, probably most people have at least caught on to. LGBTQIA+ is now what we're talking about, right?
Yeah, and I think some people can find this super long acronym to be a little bit intimidating, which is understandable. It's a lot of letters to remember in order if you're not familiar with what those terms mean. Mm-hmm. But the point is that trying to make it really inclusive, which I think is another reason why people do gravitate towards the term queer, because then they can kind of just use that one word to describe everything.
Yeah.
But again, it's kind of up to people. But yeah, I think it's important with the IA, it's important to include intersex people and asexual people, as I think that I'm not a member of those communities, but from what I understand, that there was some feelings that didn't feel inclusive. LGBT didn't necessarily include intersex people or asexual people, who are all part of the queer community as well.
So then you mentioned way early in the beginning about avoiding offending. And so I'd like to touch on that, you know, like when it comes to the LGBTQIA+ and the term queer, you know, I mean, what are the most likely,
pronouns to use?
Yeah, ways to offend. Like, for example, is it appropriate to refer to an asexual person as queer?
That would really be dependent on that person. I think the safest thing to assume is that a person's labels and the way that they choose to identify are not going to be immediately obvious to you upon meeting them. Mm. And so I think it's always best to just try to kind of use gender neutral and orientation neutral terms. So that's where it comes, where if you know someone's married, you would say something, you would use the word spouse instead of husband or wife, because you don't necessarily know if they're, you don't want to assume they're married to a man, just if they're, you know, or you would use a gender neutral term whenever possible. And also, you know, asking that person if you have that type of relationship, how they identify or what pronouns they use. Those are generally the safest ways to assume, I mean, to proceed without assuming. But
so, and then there's the possibility, like, is it possible to offend someone simply by asking you know, about their gender identification. You know, it seems very tricky.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a trans person, so I don't want to speak for them when I answer that question. Okay. But I do think that, you know, different people may prefer people to talk to them in different ways, and may prefer, you know, there's always possibilities of offending. But I think avoiding using gendered terms at all is a simple way to make sure that doesn't happen. Using that person's name, you know, instead of, you know, oh, I saw Lisa the other day, you know, Lisa was doing well instead of she was doing well, you know, something like that. So that's the kind of things that you can do without having to ask. I know some people do prefer to have their pronouns asked. I think that's pretty common. What do you think, Emily?
Yeah, I mean, I echo what you say, Kaya. And Marshall, I think these are such great questions and so many things to think about, because specifically in our current political climate, I think what we're hearing a lot is, I'm afraid to step on toes. I feel like I'm walking on eggshells. I'm afraid to offend somebody. And, you know, what I would challenge everybody to do, what I challenge myself to do, is really to just be brave and think about what, you know, maybe like when I meet somebody, I will say like, oh, what do you like to be called? Like, and you know, maybe their name's Catherine, but they like to be called Cat. And so like, I'm always going to call that person Cat because they told me that their name is Cat. Right. And so I kind of like to think of it like that too. And gender identity and sexual orientation are so different and so personal to different people. But just asking like, oh, what pronouns do you go by? And what's your name? And asking it in a way that, like, it's not really offensive. And I think that what we're trying to do culturally is shift in a direction where we can ask those questions in regular conversation and regular workplaces, so that we kind of have that information about everybody, and that we don't have to be in the position where we're making assumptions. You know, we're respecting people, we're respecting their pronouns, respecting their gender, and we're also just respecting their names and who they are.
All right.
Yeah, okay. I would like to go off of that. We are trying to make it more normalized that people put their gender pronouns in their email signature or things like
that.
Yeah,
I saw you had that. That's awesome.
So that's kind of like, you know, I have she, her in my email signature. If someone meets me, I present very femininely. They would probably assume I was a woman. But we're kind of trying to steer away from that, of making the assumption based on someone's appearance what their gender identity is. Mm-hmm. So if we normalize doing that all the time, then it doesn't have to be this thing of like, you know, is it okay to ask that person? Because it's not assumed to begin with.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And that kind of goes with coming out as well. It would be amazing to get to a point in the world where our kids and our teens don't have to do this big reveal to tell everyone if they're not the standard, you know, because there should be no standard.
Definitely.
And then are there new, you know, neutral gender pronouns? I think I caught some more, like, there are actually innovative pronouns that are new words. Is such a thing?
Yeah, so I would say the most common gender-neutral pronouns are they, them.
Okay.
But there are a variety of other options that people sometimes use, some that are more individual to them. And there's a bunch of different options. Those are all up on that website, too. I have a few different examples. And then, you know, people can be innovative with it and go what feels right to them.
Okay. Thank you so much for addressing that. Yeah.
I really appreciate the part about normalizing, just asking, so what gender pronouns do you go by?
Right. Or including it in your email, just, you know, up front giving that information, right?
Yeah. But, yeah, so thanks so much.
And I have to add, for all the grammar freaks out there, they has actually been changed to be used as a singular descriptor in the dictionary. So, you know, sometimes I've heard people say, well, I don't want to call, you know, Tina they, because they is a plural.
Right.
And actually
they've changed it. So that's really exciting because I think that that's something that, you know, we kind of like to stick to these kind of rigid structures. And so sometimes the reason we don't want to make a decision that's uncomfortable is just because we're uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And so we can use excuses. And so I've been telling people, well, you know, I know it might be hard for you to say they because it's plural, but it's actually been changed. And it could be a singular word now.
Okay.
That's awesome.
And so that would that extend to their?
Yep.
As opposed to his or her?
Correct.
You could say their. Yeah, okay. I think that's what I was thinking of, where I had heard that there are actually have been changes made to accommodate the more gender-neutral pronoun world. Right, so they is no longer necessarily just plural. It can be a gender-neutral a replacement for he or she and there for his or her.
Right, and if you actually think about it, we have been using this terminology for quite a while without even realizing it. For example, if you said, I called the customer service person, and then your friend would reply, oh, what did they say? And that would feel very natural, you know, but we don't think of it that way because it can be a little bit, and it can be a little bit of a learning curve to get used to something like that. And I think, you know, if we have trans friends who change their name or non-binary friends or what have you who decide to go by a name change or a gender marker change, it can be a little bit of a learning curve at first when we're comfortable and used to using certain terminology, but it really can make people feel so much more included and seen. So it's not that big of a hurdle to take.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks so much for sharing about that. I've noticed too, just speaking of terminology, I don't know if this has anything to do with LGBTQ issues, but I know that millennials these days use the terms like boyfriend and girlfriend less. I feel like a lot of people just say partner now just to be more general.
Hmm.
Have you ever noticed that?
Totally. I think that is has to do with gender, but I think it has to do with a lot more too, a little bit like how Emily was saying, kind of changing the structure of traditional relationships. I think people are pushing back on that as well. Hmm. And I think boyfriend and girlfriend is also kind of feels age restrictive. I know I've met older people who feel, you know, oh, I don't want to call him my boyfriend. I'm 65. You know what I mean? And it's like, well, we don't have to. We can use the word partner, and that can kind of be inclusive in every direction.
Right. And replace what husband or wife with spouse.
Yeah. Spouse or partner. Some people use partner for their spouse as well, you know.
Okay.
I think. Yeah, existing outside the realms of paperwork as well.
Right.
Yeah, I love that. We're constantly changing and evolving species, and so the words got to eventually change too. We can't be stuck with the same ones for hundreds of years. Cool, awesome. What else do you guys have to share with us today?
So that was week one, and if you can believe it, there are two more weeks.
Awesome.
So last week was week two, and week two was kind of a bit about exploring the history of queer culture, some of the heroes that paved the way for our present-day community. We tried to focus a lot on femme queer people of color.
Mm-hmm.
And those kind of heroes, because even within the queer community, it can be traditionally cis white male centered. So we tried to give kind of like some focus on that. And speaking of which, do you know if Bianca is calling in? Is she? Bianca's actually, she's listening right now. And so I just sent her a text asking her to call in so we could chat about some of the work that she's been doing. So.
Awesome.
Hey,
so, you know what, guys? I actually have to, it's 4:30, like every half hour. I have to say a little message. So I'm going to just do it right now and maybe give her a little time to call. Is that okay?
Perfect.
Awesome.
Great.
Cool. You guys are listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea, Kauai Community Radio. We'll be right back after this short message.
County of Kauai announces our household hazardous waste collection events for residents only. Acceptable items include pesticides, solvents, car products, oil-based paints, and more. Collections will take place on 2 days, Saturday, June 27th in Kilauea behind Aninaho Mini Golf Course and in Kapaa at the base yard by the Kauai Recycles drop bins, and on Sunday, June 28th in Lahui at the Kauai Resource Center and in Hanapepe next to the Hanapepe Refuse Transfer Station. Events are from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Note that latex paint is not toxic and will not be accepted. Our contractor will be observing social distancing practices, and we ask that you wear a mask if you need to exit your vehicle. For more information, call 241-4841. That's 241-4841, or log on to our website at kauai.gov/recycling. Help keep our garden aisle green. Bring your household hazardous waste to our June 27th and 28th event. This event is for residents only. No commercial or farm chemicals will be accepted.
All right, and we are back. You're listening to Kauai Community Radio. It's a special Pride Takeover Day. Woo woo! In honor of the Pride Parade that was supposed to happen this week, this Saturday, but it won't. I guess I've been meaning to ask. I might as well just ask this now, since it just came on my mind. I know it's like super lame that you guys can't have a parade. I really felt, I was at the one last year, and I really felt it was so awesome, such great energy, and I'm sure it was really great for, as you said, like the young people who might not know, who else is out there, what else is out there, if they're supported or not, or what have you. I think it was so great. So it's unfortunate that you can't have it this year. Is there any talks of anywhere, because I know that in Los Angeles and New York, they ended up having joint Black Lives Matter and Pride events to still bring awareness to important issues on both sides. Is there any little talks going on about that through the Coconut Wireless? Just figured I'd ask.
I think Kaya could probably speak to this a little bit more, but there are plans to have an event when the county starts to plan events post-COVID want it safe to do so.
Okay.
So I don't know exactly when that's going to be, but we are hoping to reconvene for Pride. And if not this year, we will be out next year.
Okay. Sounds good. I guess we're still waiting on Bianca, yeah?
Yeah. So are you still on week two? I'm following along on the website.
Two. Oh, and she might be calling as well right now.
Okay. See the phone there we go. All righty.
Yay. Oh, that's her. Yeah, so we'll just punch her through. We have Bianca, community member on the line. We'll be sharing her mana'o with us.
Oops. Bianca is here. Aloha, Bianca. And I dropped Kaya and Emily. Sorry, yeah. Kaya and Emily, call back, please.
Yeah, can you please call back? Right. Sorry about that.
All right.
Hi, Bianca.
So you're going to have to hold it down for a minute there, Bianca. Aloha.
Yeah. Can you?
Oh, but now she's gone too. I didn't do that one. Okay, everybody call back.
Yeah, everybody call back, and in the meantime, we'll just rage out to some tunes.
Walk for me, serve. Walk for me, serve. Walk for me, serve. Walk for me, serve. Walk for me, walk for me, walk for me, walk for me. I'll see you after the function. Push me up in pumps.
Hawaii Soapbox doing a Pride Takeover Day, and we have a few guests on the line. Hopefully they're back. We had Emily Kaya from the YWCA and a community member, Bianca. Aloha, friends. Are you there?
Hello. Yes.
Aloha, Kauai. Ame nihao. Aloha.
Yes.
Hello.
Aloha.
Aloha, everyone.
Aloha. Hi, B.
Hey, Emmy. Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Bianca. What do you have to share with us today? Happy Pride Month, by the way.
Yes. Happy colors.
Yes.
Happy colors. With that said, I just want to share, we are definitely celebrating Pride this year. Even if we're not having a parade, we're doing it virtually. And we're coming at you at your handheld device, laptop, wherever you can catch internet. You will be able to see us on Saturday the 27th.
Ooh.
We have two sets. We have one that starts at 7 and the other that starts at 8. We have a wonderful, wonderful array of cast members here, all local girls from the island of Kauai that are featured. So don't forget, mark your calendars, Saturday the 27th. Two sets, 7 and 8. If you miss the 7, there's always the 8 o'clock. And we are definitely celebrating Pride and, you know, all lives matter. Black trans lives matter. My life matters. And all of our lives matter.
So, Bianca, that's this Saturday, 7 and 8. Where is that online?
That's going to be, I believe, on the Kauai Pride site.
Okay. It will be live on Facebook.
Okay.
Okay.
Kauai Pride on Facebook?
Yes.
And okay. We actually...
And also it will be broadcast via Zoom and YouTube.
Okay. Will you be able to link to that also from KauaiPrideParade.com?
Yes, dear.
Yes, we'll have a link on the website that leads to the Facebook as well.
Thank you.
And we'll connect it to Instagram. We'll link it from Instagram as best we can as well.
Great.
Perfect. So you guys, it's facebook.com/KauaiPrideParade. Just to repeat. So people could be there. This Saturday, 7 p.m. and 8 p.m.? Yeah?
7 to 9, I believe, right?
7 to 9.
7.
Yes, thank
Bianca,
you.
Bianca, I was wondering if you could... explain to people who might not know what Mahu means and what it means to be a part of that lineage and what it means to the Hawaiian culture.
Well, first of all, I'm not Mary Kovena Kukui, but my interpretation of Mahu is in between, middle, or someone that is both male and female, so they possess both attributes of an individual. Mahu definitely goes back a long time. It is a part of Hawaiian culture. With that said, I think that's why Hawaii embraces Mahu, because that's part of our culture. Just like other Native communities.
Wonderful.
With that said, as for me, I am a Mahu Vahine. Mahu Vahine is considered transgendered, or also Mahu Kane is transgendered male.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, and so Mahu kind of represents the overall spectrum of the rainbow, meaning gay, LGBTQI. So basically, that's where we all fall under. We all are considered Mahu.
Wonderful. Thanks for tying that into where we are. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Mahu, M-A-H-U.
M-A-H-U, correct.
Okay, great.
All right.
I'm having a little bit of difficulty hearing Bianca, so I couldn't quite hear what she said to have any follow-up questions, but I'm sure she explained it beautifully. I've heard her speak before, so I'm sure it was pretty clear.
Yes. You know, just a reminder to you guys, if you could talk into the phone, that would be the best. I have you on the loudest right now, but so if you can't hear, then I could do anything else. But
we do sometimes have a little bit of a problem with that between the two callers.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No. Sorry about that.
No, no worries.
Oh, no. No one's fault.
I think it's the connection, not your voice.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, cool. Thank you so much. Yeah, I know I was told to also possibly reach out to Kumuhina about this, but I didn't get a chance to, so maybe, you know, it's still Pride Month, so we can still have people call in for the rest of the month. If you guys know of anybody who wants to share anything, feel free to send them our way anytime.
We are also featuring Kumuhina's two films, A Place in the Middle and The Rogers, next Sunday at 11 a.m., and there will be a little interview with Kumuhina as well, so I'm sure some of the questions will be answered on that. We'll have that live on the website as well for Sunday.
Well, there you go.
So that's our big weekend. We have drag performances. We have a film screening. We actually have a few other things planned this week, too, one of which Emily is a part of. If you want to explain that a little bit, Emily.
Yeah, so we have a really fun event planned for the community on Thursday evening. Mm-hmm. And some of you guys may have seen that there was a production of Rocky Horror Picture Show that was done this year. Did you guys go?
I wanted to go and it sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's super fun.
It was spectacular.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I know. It's super
fun. Bianca got to go, and she was, like, in the front row, and she was, like, cheering us on, and it was amazing.
Epic. So what's going to happen on Thursday?
So Thursday, some of us got together. Some of the folks who did the Rocky Horror Show, and, you know, for all of us, it was sort of this really great experience for me, for really owning and wearing my queerness. I think for other people, just being able to really, pardon me, there's lawnmowers going off in Kilauea right now. That's a little bit loud. But,
I know about that life. You gotta close the windows. That's the best way. All you can do.
Yeah. So for, you know, for a lot of other people, sort of like that show, for those of you who don't know it, does really address gender identity, sexual orientation, a lot, amongst other things, amongst just honestly just being having fun and kind of being your freaky self. So a group of us got together at a Grove Farm Museum this past weekend, and we filmed a song for you guys, and we're also going to do a little talk story on gender and sexual orientation and theater and our acting process, and we'll have that for you guys on Thursday afternoon, evening. I'm really excited.
That's
I'm really
so
excited
exciting.
For the community to get a little part of it, especially to folks who didn't get to come see our show.
Will you be doing the pelvic throw in the video?
We might check.
Okay. I can't wait. That's super awesome. I don't even know how you found the time to put together all this amazing programming, but thank you so much. Keep telling us more about it. More.
So let's see. So today is Tuesday. Today's event is happening right now. You are actually a part of it, so congratulations.
Awesome, yay.
And then tomorrow we're going to be announcing a costume challenge. So basically it's not even necessarily a costume, but we're just encouraging everyone to put on their pride finery, whatever makes you feel proud, whatever you would have worn to the parade had we been able to do that. We have a hashtag, hashtag #KwaiWearsPride.
Nice.
And we'll be posting that once again on our Instagram, Kwai Pride Parade. Facebook, Kauai Pride Parade, and on the website, KauaiPrideParade.com. So that will be the kind of next few days where people are able to upload those pictures, and we'll share them to just kind of try to bring a sense of togetherness, even though we are all apart
we're still connected. And then Thursday is the Time Warp performance that Emily was just describing, which is going to be super cool. And I think we're going to have a little, kind of like a little interview talk story, as well as the streamed performance. And we'll have those up after as well. If anyone misses them on the exact date, we're going to have everything up on QuietPrideParade.com so people can access this whenever they want. Then Friday, we're going to do a little dance party. We'll have some, like a playlist or a DJ performing some music, and we'll give everyone some updates on that soon. And then Saturday is the drag show. So we'll have that live on Facebook, Quiet Pride Parade, facebook.com/QuietPrideParade. And then Sunday is the two films, the film screening with Kumihina, and that's A Place in the Middle and The Rogers are the two films. And then that's going to wrap it up, and then we are going to take a nap.
That's so awesome. Can't wait. Don't forget, everybody, tomorrow is Kauai Wears Pride Day. You can hashtag Kauai Wears Pride, and don't forget to follow a Kauai Pride Parade and check out all the programming in case if you didn't get it all just now. There's awesome stuff going on every day this week. Sweet. Yeah, do you guys have any other, you know, issues that you think are important to bring up and kind of talk about with the community or any other announcements you guys might have?
Yeah, I mean, I guess just to kind of go back to what I was talking about a little bit before in the beginning about those kids or teens who may be questioning their identities or exploring their identities, or maybe we have parents of kids or teens who are questioning their kids' identities or who feel that their kids may be questioning their identities. Just to really reiterate, we get this question a lot. I work in schools, and we teach sex assault prevention. But we get anonymous questions, and oftentimes we'll have these questions about, you know, I think I might be asexual, but everyone assumes I'm gay, and I don't know, or something like that, you know, something along those lines. And I guess the message that I really just want to get across is that it's okay not to know, and there's no pressure. And the only reason we ever try to come up with a label to identify ourselves is to make us feel seen and heard and make us feel like we can be our authentic selves and find people who will support us and create community with us. And that's completely up to each individual person if they want to do that, when they want to do that, how they want to do that. If they want to share it with certain people and not with other people, that's okay. If they want to identify one way and then realize that that no longer really describes how they feel, then that's okay too. And they can switch it up. There's no, it's not a box. It should never make us feel boxed in. Definitely. So I guess that's the message I would really like to get out, because I know that there are kids out there who are questioning that.
Yeah.
And in terms of coming out also, I think it's really important to say that you should never, ever, ever out another person. You should never disclose another person's gender identity or sexual orientation unless they're, you know, very open and that's clear, then that's one thing. You know, obviously if someone's out as a gay man, you can tell people that they're gay if they're comfortable with that. But you should never reveal that information if they haven't already done so, because that's not always safe to do and it's also not respectful. So those are my two PSAs, I would say.
Kaya, you are the prevention educator for the YWCA. And I wonder if you could say a word about the role of YWCA in these issues.
Sure. So we focus in our prevention education on sex assault prevention, and we work with kids from, you know, kindergarten age, preschool age, all the way up to 12th grade. And like we were talking a little bit about intersectionality before, and we were talking about how different levels of a person's identity can overlap to create additional discrimination. Those things can also be true when it comes to risk factors for violence or sexual violence. So
LGBTQ people are at a higher risk for experiencing sexual violence. That's not because they are queer, but it's because, you know, our society allows for hate and discrimination to create violence. And then, of course, people of color, queer people of color, are further discriminated against. So the group that experiences the highest rate of sexual violence are queer women of color. Mm-hmm. Because if we think about intersectionality, not only are they a woman, but they are also queer and they are also non-white. Like people say non-white, as if white is the standard. So that's something that we have been trying to work more into the curriculum. And I think it's, you know, it's something that people, sometimes people of privilege don't think about as much. I think that, you know, as a white person, I've had to really teach myself to start noticing racism in a way that people of color are forced to think about from day one. And that's the same thing within the queer community as well. LGBTQIA people, you know, have experienced discrimination that heterosexual or cisgender people may have never thought about. And it does put people at higher risk for violence, unfortunately. And it also puts people at higher risk for suicide, which is another really heavy topic and another really important topic to bring up when we talk about Pride. Nowadays, in 2020, Pride has become this sort of celebration oftentimes. It's a parade. It's a festival. It's like joyful, celebrating visibility. But, you know, I think with everything going on in the world right now, it's really making a lot of people remember that Pride started out as a riot, you know, at Stonewall 51 years ago. It started off as a riot, and it started with Black trans women fighting for the community. So safety is important.
Can I actually just share a crazy statistic that I heard? I'm not sure if this is Black women or women or Black trans women or Black trans women of color, but I heard that the average life expectancy is 35 years. It's pretty.
Yeah, I read something similar to that recently as well, and you know,
it's awful.
The murder rate is absolutely insane, and I think that the sex assault rate is, for the general population, everyone together, the rate is something like 20% or something. And then when it becomes trans people, the rate goes up to 50% that you'll experience sexual violence.
Wow. So that's so high.
Yeah. It's pretty upsetting to think about, but, you know, bringing awareness to these things, hopefully we can start to change those numbers.
Yeah, totally. So are there some, resources or hotlines or places people can go here, or is the YWCA like the main kind of group that advocates for this, or are there other groups or places people can go?
So the YWCA is the main source for people in crisis here on Kauai.
Okay.
And that's for someone experiencing domestic violence or sex assault. And we have a 24-hour hotline that people can call anytime. They can call anonymously. You don't have to give your name. The hotline number for anyone interested is 808-245-6362. And we also have the website, ywcfkauai.org. And so that's our hotline. We're actually working right now also to integrate a messaging platform, which I've been pushing for because I think that that will be a lot easier for younger people to access. Uh-huh. I know when I was a teenager, I was not particularly keen on picking up the phone and calling a stranger. And I feel like nowadays when no one uses their phone like that anyways, so I think a little bit more intimidating.
Yeah.
But there is also a national line, 741-741, that is a text line, and that's for any sort of crisis, as small, you know, anything from getting in a fight with a friend to just having a lot of anxiety about school to feeling suicidal, anything like that. And then for LGBTQ youth, there is a specific suicide hotline. The Trevor Project is one, and I believe there is another one that just came out, the Trans Youth Hotline.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's called, it might be called the Trans Lifeline. Yeah, there's a few different resources specifically for LGBTQ people. But in terms of local support, it's the YWCA here on Kauai.
Good. That's okay. That's great. Great to know. Thank you so much for sharing.
So I'm just looking at that.
Go ahead, Marshall. Sorry.
Hey. Sorry. The YWCA Kauai.org, and there's the domestic violence hotline. It's 808-245-6362. And there's the sexual assault hotline at 808-245-4144. And Kaya, can people call you directly to if they'd like to speak with you as prevention educator?
So we're working to come up with, you know, an Instagram or something where people can contact us. If anyone is interested in talking about, you know, LGBTQ issues, they can always feel free to direct message us on Instagram or on Facebook.
Okay.
So that's Kauai Pride Parade on Instagram or on Facebook. To talk about, you know, crisis issues, we would recommend people go directly through the hotline.
Mm-hmm.
We do sometimes have students contact us directly, but for the general public looking for assistance, we'd have them go through the hotline.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, yeah, that's great to know. You know, I feel like in a lot of different communities I've lived in, there's been like a dedicated LGBTQ like community center organization. So that's good to know that you guys are the main one here, and that people can just send you a message on Instagram or Facebook about non-crisis related affairs. Thank you guys so much for being available and there for people. Yeah. What else?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, and I wanted to add.
Oh, you cut out for a second.
Emily?
Can
you hear me okay?
Yeah, just start over.
Yeah, you're back. Okay, I cut out. Sorry about that. So I just wanted to add another community resource locally in addition to the Y is Malamapona Health Services.
Mm.
They currently provide free sexually transmitted infection and HIV tests by appointment. And you can reach them at, I forgot the phone number. I think it's 246-9577. And Bianca, who was just on the line, she actually works with Malamapona Health Services doing their transgender services.
Oh, that's awesome.
So for folks who are transitioning or thinking about transitioning and wanting to talk with somebody about that, they can call right now. Malamapona is appointment only because of COVID, so
uh-huh.
they will have to call and leave a message or schedule an appointment with their receptionist. But there are some opportunities available there for hormone replacement therapy as well as some different educational programs. If somebody has some questions, in terms of being in addition to the Y, another LGBT affirming community service, they do offer that support.
That's
okay.
Wonderful. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, and
go ahead.
I'd actually like to say as well that, first of all, yes, thank you, Emily, for sharing that. I think that's a great service that they have there, and they are very welcoming and discreet, and you don't have to, you know, if you are, I think it's 14 or over, you can go to Malamapona, I believe, as long as you have an app, license or an ID, so it could be a school ID as well.
Yes, that is actually true.
Oh, Bianca's on.
Nice.
Sorry.
No worries. Please let us
but
know.
But yes, that is actually true. And Emily, thank you for giving us some props. I just want to let you know, as a transgender person, we do offer those services. As Emily said, we are open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4. So do call us at 246-9577. Ask for me, Bianca, and then we can direct you and refer you with any other services that needed to be provided for those that are seeking trans care.
Awesome. That's so great that you're there, Bianca. I'm sure that's really reassuring to people, so thank you so much for sharing. Okay.
Yeah, excuse me, I was just on mute.
Oh, no worries. Cool, glad you're still with us. It's perfect timing. So it's 5 o'clock. I got to quickly do a little top of the hour thing. Is that cool, guys, if you just hang in there for a few minutes?
Yep, no problem.
Awesome. Okay, everybody, you are listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, KT24CQ Anahola, and K205FM Honolulu. This is Kauai Community Radio. We're broadcasting live on 90.9 FM Hanalei, 91.9 FM Islandwide, 92.7 FM if you're cruising through Anahola or Molawa'a, and 88.9 FM in Honolulu. We're also streaming worldwide on kkcr.org. Shout out to all our international listeners from Japan, Germany, Houston. Aloha, everybody. Happy Pride Month. And just want to let you guys know, Kauai Soapbox is brought to you by KKCR sustaining members in partnership with Permanently Affordable Living Kauai, Healing Horses Kauai, and Health Go Market.
I hope to live on Kauai when I grow up. Pau Kauai Permanently Affordable Living is dedicated to providing homes and sustainable living solutions, restoring hope for the people and families of Kauai. Permanently Affordable Living Kauai, a 501c3 nonprofit organization located in Kilauea, is now seeking donors, properties, and volunteers. 808-738-6706 or www.pau-kauai.org.
Healing Horses Spring Riding and Horsemanship Day Camp, June 22nd through the 26th, July 6th through the 10th, and July 20th through the 24th. Fun-filled equestrian adventures and a safe learning environment for kids 4 to 18 years old. More info about Healing Horses at healinghorseskauai.org.
Health Go Market, across from Harbor Mall and Kalapaki. Local organic produce, kombucha, smoothies, acai bowls, grab-and-go, and much more. Health Go Market. We make eating healthy easy. 245-0002 or healthgomarket.com.
Mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, board, volunteers, or underwriters.
All right, and we are back, guys. This is Kauai Soapbox, and it's a special Pride Takeover Day. Woo! Yeah.
I love the patented Alana. Woo!
Oh, you know, we try.
No, no, don't apologize. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm like torn on bumping some tubes or getting back to the talking, but I do want to tell everybody that, like I said, this is a Pride Takeover Day. We're on the line right now with Bianca. Oh, I'm so sorry, Kaya. Oh, yeah, no, Bianca's on the line. Bianca, community member, super awesome. And also Kaya from the YWCA and Emily Dunn. Thank you guys so much. And I believe that might be Kipukai calling now. I'm not sure. But, yeah, just listeners, if you guys do want to call in, we might open it up a little later. But if anybody has any questions or input, you're welcome to call in. It's 826-771. We're here. And, yeah, let me...
And we're queer.
Yeah, we're here and queer. Oh, yeah, we're here. Oh, I thought you said queer. Queer, that's perfect. We're here and queer, and I think we have a guest. Is that?
Yes, on the line is Kipukai Kualii.
Awesome. On the line, Kipukai, Kauai County Council member, and I believe a director at the YWCA.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm the director of operations. Am I supposed to start with, woo, happy Pride?
Woo, yes!
And I've been listening to you guys.
Nice.
Yeah. And Kai, please speak right into your phone. Keep your volume up with everybody else's.
Oh. Yep, I got it all the way up and speaking right into it.
That's
it is a cell
good.
Phone.
Good, good. All right.
Thanks for being Thank with you. Us. How's it going? What's going on?
Absolutely. Going great. Busy as heck.
Sure.
But plugging away.
Yeah.
It's too bad we're not having our Pride Parade and Festival, but we pride on. And
yes.
Hopefully at some point, you know, later in October or even later that we can get back to it. Because last year being the first annual was so amazing. I was so blessed to be the Grand Marshal along with my spouse, and we just had such a blast that whole day.
Yeah.
We've been, you know, in the whole movement of LGBTQ rights for a long time, And as someone who moved away from Kauai when I was trying to find myself and not feeling comfortable here,
mm-hmm.
Back in the late 70s and early 80s, it just made more sense for me to go away. And it worked out fine, but I missed home, of course. Mm. And it took me a while, but I found the long way back home after probably about 20 years. And when I did come home, I brought my spouse with me. We weren't married at the time. It wasn't legal. Mm. But so we've been, you know, living in the movement as far as doing our part and showing up, and you know, when the days where we were out there sign waving and stuff for civil unions, and at times when we didn't even think about how close we really were to marriage, you know. Yeah. When I look back into our time in Washington D.C., because we were there for a couple of years, I was the first executive director for an organization called Pride at Work, which is at the AFL-CIO, the union umbrella organization of the American Labor Union Movement in Washington, D.C. And in their civil rights department, they have constituency groups that reach out to all the different communities. So back in the 80s, there was a lot of us LGBT people who were also involved with our union saying we needed a constituency group for the LGBTQ community as well. So we pushed for that, and, you know, it was a long time coming, but we eventually got a seat at the table and got an office, and I got to be the first executive director.
That's awesome.
Which is amazing. And I got to travel all over the country. And, I could just go on and on, but let me just stop and let you guys ask questions and see where you want to go.
Well, Kibukai, this is a call. You've called us for other than political reasons. I really appreciate it. I just want to acknowledge that now you have become a Kauai County Council member, not for the first time, and that you
yes.
are running for re-election this time around.
Yes.
Okay. All righty. Just to touch on that, acknowledge that, and to go on.
Yeah, so thanks for calling in to share about LGBTQ issues.
Yeah, I'm just really excited about Pride, and I'm excited about all the work that different people are doing. I'm excited that the YWCA is where they are now. Mm. When I first started working for the YWCA in maybe back in 2007, I think, 2009, Renee and I and her spouse, Noel, and my spouse, Joe, the four of us was looking for a LGBTQ organization on Kauai that was doing actual advocacy type and political type work, political, not candidates, but political issues, because we all knew that, you know, we had issues that weren't necessarily being addressed, starting with our, you know, being discriminated against and in so many different ways. So we started the Peace Flag organization here and got to do a lot of cool stuff with schools and, non-discrimination training and things like that, and working with some of the unions and others in the community. And I think just over time, little by little, everyone does what they can, and we keep moving in the right direction. And there's still a long way to go, but, you know, we just heard about the ruling by the Supreme Court with the workplace discrimination. And I tell you that it was like the late 80s, early 90s. We were trying for the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, and it was a struggle, and it was ongoing. And I remember in the beginning that transgender wasn't included, and we were like, no, we absolutely have to go and include, because everyone should be in, you know. And, and they were telling us we could get it passed if we left transgender out.
Oh.
And we said, no, we're not going to leave transgender out.
Yeah.
We're all together. We're all a diverse LGBTIQ,
we're
you
not
can have
leaving
more
you
letters, organize, you know, group of people.
That's so wonderful. So thank you to you and all of the warriors and fighters who have been out fighting this good fight for, wow, so long. It must be surreal how things have changed, but also how there still are some of the same issues, unfortunately, I'm sure.
And this ruling at the Supreme Court, well, it addresses workplace discrimination. So now we have marriage, we have workplace discrimination addressed, but we still have other discriminations in other places like housing. And so the Democrats in Congress have passed the Equality Act. I think they passed it a couple of years ago. I know that I got a resolution passed by our local council.
Wonderful.
But that Equality Act is still another battle, and we still have to keep pushing. So we should never be satisfied with the victories. We can celebrate the victories we make, but until we have full rights, full equal rights, then we just have to keep pushing. And I'm really excited about all the young people that are engaged and involved and pushing, you know, and striving for the better place that this world and our community has to be.
And the Supreme Court ruled... No, go ahead, please.
I was just going to say there also was really, at the same time as there was that positive support Supreme Court ruling, there also was a setback with transgender health protections that Trump was rolling back. So, you know, there's steps forward and there's steps back. I think, you know, I feel very grateful to have had people like Yuki Fukai and those other people who have worked before us to get us to where we are today.
Yes.
And I, of course, am also very privileged in that I have many privileges that other members of the LGBTQ community do not have. But, you know, there are still a lot of things that need to be worked on.
Right. And I would say, too, that the biggest, most important, most heartwarming thing about Pride for me is that it gives people a chance to see other LGBTQ people coming together and you know, standing up for themselves, being proud, being this whole community and family of people who that support each other and accept each other and celebrate each other. And I think, you know, over the years, that probably has been the most valuable thing, because I think individuals coming out when they're comfortable, when they, you know, find themselves and they love themselves enough to say, hey, this is me, you know, take it or leave it, you know, I'm comfortable with who I am. But that act to me is probably the most powerful political act, if you will. And I think having community events like Pride gives people who are having a hard time, you know, to see that it's okay and that there's a place for them, you know, and that there's and that they're not this, you know, what other people may try to make them feel like they're less than, or they're, you know, they should be shoved off to the side because they don't fit in. I mean, the energy that day last year when we had our first Pride Parade and Festival was just the entire day. I swear to God, the entire day I felt like I had goosebumps and was on the verge of tears. You know, it was just the energy of the people and the aloha. I mean, that's aloha, you know, the love for each other and acceptance of each other.
You said that you felt like you had to leave the island when you were younger and finding yourself.
Yeah, well, think about it now. I did go to a Kamehameha for high school. So I graduated in high school in 1980 and then went to college in 84. And then after college, I came home for just a little bit. And I just didn't, and it was me, and for everyone it's different, but it's for me, I didn't feel comfortable enough. I knew I was figuring it out, and I knew that I was gay and that, you know, nothing was going to change that. Mm. But then I just didn't feel comfortable within my surroundings, you know, my community, my family. And don't get me wrong, I always knew my family would love me no matter what. But I didn't know how I could express myself, be myself, maybe meet the person that I would spend the rest of my life with here, because the energy and the climate was not, you know, conducive for accepting.
Right.
And we're living in a different time, of course. It's been 20 or 30, 40 years. You know, it's been a long time. So thank God, you know. It's changed slowly, but we're at a much better place today than when I was, college age young person.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you about that, too. I feel that even though you're totally right that we've progressed a lot since then, I'm sure, it's a really personal and touching story, and I'm sure that there are some people that might be in that exact same place right now, maybe wondering if they should move away or if they have a place here or, so I just wanted to see if you had maybe any advice for anybody who's in that place right now. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, I think for each individual it would be different, but I mean, just trust yourself and explore your growth. And if it means you go away, there's nothing wrong with going away because you can always come back.
Yeah.
But if you see opportunities for you here, then stay. I mean, because ultimately I would say for myself as a local boy, growing up here, it was fun to be away, but it was always a longing and a yearning to be back on my island with my culture and with my family, especially. I mean, I have a beautiful family with a large family that kept growing. And don't get me wrong, while I was away, I always came home. I came home for any excuse. A baby is 1 year old, party, a marriage, any excuse. I came home.
Yeah.
And as long as, it probably was about once a year,
Yeah.
And I was such a workaholic that I never really had a spouse, a partner, someone, a life partner. So when I did, then I knew that I was ready to come home, even though I was missing home all that time. I wanted to settle back home and to not be by myself.
Yeah. Well, so glad you found your partner and came home.
Yeah, he's so beautiful and he supports me so much. And yeah.
That's wonderful.
I don't know what I'd do without him. I'm such a workaholic and I'm my hands in everything, and so he takes care of home, and that's a blessing. He takes care of me, he takes care of our home, and my family loves him so much. I mean, from day one, he just fit right in. So it was such a blessing.
Wonderful. Yeah.
I was wondering if I could make a quick plug.
Yeah.
So we were talking about, finding community, especially for young people here. I wanted to make a plug for the GSA at Kauai High, which is a thriving
Gay-Straight
Alliance. I've visited along with my colleagues at the Y a few times, and they meet, I think, every day at lunch, and then also, I believe, on Wednesday afternoons. I'm not going to give you the specifics on that. School's not even in session, so it doesn't matter. But the point is that they have a really cool community there that's very supportive, and I've seen some awesome things out of them. So
that's really
hopefully
awesome.
There are some more pockets of younger people able to find each other. And, we also have a teen support group at the Y. It's not specifically for LGBTQ people, but it's just a safe space for teens to come meet each other. And we have had people use that before in the past to kind of explore their identities and meet other people that way as well. So there are a few resources that I just wanted to get out there.
Of
course, Pride, if we can ever have this festival, which I hope we can, will be another great place to meet other people, other like-minded, like-feeling people.
That's awesome. Yeah, and super awesome to hear that there's a thriving GSA. So would that be like Gay-Straight Alliance or Gay Student? Is that what that stands for?
It's called the Gay-Straight Alliance.
Okay, Lions, awesome. Yeah, and I know that's a club that's at a lot of different schools, and so I just wanted to encourage people that if that's not currently at your school, whether it's Kapaa, Waimea, however, it's not impossible to start a club. I did it once in high school. I just had to get, a certain amount of signatures and get a teacher to back it up. So, just some food for thought. If you guys want to start a club and be able to meet every day at lunch, that's something you can do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think there have been some at different high schools in the past as well. And so, you know, it's up to the students that are there at that point. If that's something that they want, then they can make it happen.
Yes. So, yeah, we empower you to make it happen if you want to.
Yeah, I know over time they've come and gone based on the students that are leading them, right? Because they become a senior and then they graduate and they move on. And if somebody doesn't take it over, then it might go dormant for a while. But then somebody else comes along and starts it up again. So.
Cool, yeah. Well, we hope somebody was listening and encouraged if they were meant to hear this.
Yeah, and we're all out here to support them if they need us in any way as
That's
adults
wonderful.
In the community.
Thank you, YWCA. You guys are so awesome. Thank you.
I wanted to echo the sentiments of Kaya and Kipukai and even Bianca, and just that, like, you know, it's funny because I almost had like a reverse Kipukai situation where, like, I grew up in the Northeast and I lived in New York City for 12 years. And then when I moved out here, I felt a little bit like a little bit lost. Like, I was a little confused. I was like, where's my community? You know, where are the queer people? Where are the gay people? Where are the lesbians?
We don't have any gay clubs or anything, which is could be rectified.
Right.
Yeah, no, we should. I know, isn't that weird? We should have at least one. I noticed that too.
At least one.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Hey, opportunity, guys. Whoever's
hello,
listening.
Business people.
Yeah, hello, business people. I'm sure there's some places for rent now.
Okay, first of all, this is a plug. Open a gay club, somebody,
yes,
for
please.
Us. But I don't think the first post-COVID move is going to be opening a nightclub, but, you know, a girl can drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, somewhere might be open to hosting, like, a night, even if it's not a club, like maybe a hot coffee bar, like a place, you know? I don't know. I think it's a wild that there's not even gay nights, huh?
Used to work in nightlife, so I might be able to make that happen one day.
Awesome. But yeah, so you were saying you moved here and there was no place to go, so you were feeling a bit out of place.
Yeah, and I think my dog is crying right now, so you might hear him. But he's maybe echoing some of my sentiments. But, you know, like, for me, our Pride event last year was such a great place to, like, just remember.
Oh, so
like,
good.
We have such a huge community here.
Yes.
And we're so spread out, you know. We're just, like, and getting involved in communicating through the Pride page this year, because I know it's going to be a little bit harder. I'm not going to be in person, but, like, reaching out through the Pride page, reaching out to somebody like Kipukai, reaching out to me or Kaya, you know, and other adults and other people in the community. We're all here, you know. We're just like, we're just not all together in the same place.
Yeah.
But we're here and we have these lived experiences and our community is here.
Yeah.
And that's really exciting to me.
So exciting. I wasn't sure, like, what the Pride Parade would be like last year, the very first one, you know. Because I thought, too, it was like, there's no clubs or anything. I wonder, like, how big the community is here. But, wow, did everybody show out. It was awesome. So, yeah, congratulations.
It's a little secret for you.
What?
There are queer people everywhere. Sometimes just not as visible as other places. I know. You might not suspect. But,
but, yeah, it was really awesome. It was awesome to see even the support from even the non-queer people. I saw lots of moms with a shirt that said, like, you know, free hugs from a mom or something. They were sweet.
Yeah.
Emily and Kaya.
Yeah, and I would say even though it was the first ever parade and festival, it wasn't the first expression of pride of the LGBT community on Kauai. And then there's been little, you know, events that happened over the years. People like Jason Yaris and Martin Rice and many others. With Lambda Aloha, who did Pride events year after year. And often it would be like a picnic at the beach or, you know. And so I don't know if people thought that the over time, you know, that the community had enough support for such a big event as a Pride parade and festival like we did. And I think it was just a matter of, hey, it's been a while. Let's just try this and see who shows up, you know.
Yeah.
And I think everyone was super surprised and thrilled that it was way so many more people supporting than we had expected.
And I just did get a caller who would like you to repeat the information about the event that is happening online this Saturday. And, you know, it's been an hour, so this would be a good time to go back and introduce that event altogether, and especially how to access it, where and how exactly people can join in on this event.
Sure. So this week we're doing a number of different events, and that's through our Pride Inside Week. So all the information about every event can be found on our website, KauaiPrideParade.com, also on our Instagram, Kauai Pride Parade, and our Facebook, Kauai Pride Parade. The event on Saturday that Bianca was talking about before is going to be a drag show. That will be over Facebook Live. So that's going to be on our Facebook, which is facebook.com/KauaiPrideParade. We also have information on our website and on our Instagram. We also have events every day this week except tomorrow. Tomorrow's the only day that instead of the event, we're launching the costume challenge. But on Thursday, we will have a screening of our Time Warp performance, which Emily is performing in. We'll have a talk story with them, and that's going to be super cool. And then Friday, we're going to do some sort of dance party.
Yay.
Okay. And then Sunday... So Saturday's the drag show, and then Sunday at 11 a.m. will be the film screening and talk story with Kumahina, which will be A Place in the Middle and The Rogers are the two short films that we'll be screening.
Okay. And so the caller specifically wanted to know that these events on Saturday, and I guess the rest of those as well, is Facebook the only place that you can directly access them? This person doesn't use Facebook.
So, yeah, Facebook, it's only going to be live via Facebook Live. If someone doesn't want, if they can't access through Facebook to watch it live, we will have, I think, videos or recordings to look at it after. But I'm not sure if you can watch a Facebook Live if you don't have an account.
I think you can. Are you doing it on...
I think you might still be able to. We will still have it linked on our website. So I believe... Because if you send someone a Facebook video, they can still watch it. So I believe if you click the link on our Facebook, even if you don't have an account, you should be able to watch it live. And if not, you'll still at least be able to see the recording afterwards.
Okay. Thank you.
Sounds great. Don't forget, tomorrow is...
thanks, everyone.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. Did you guys talk about tomorrow is the where... I forgot the hashtag. Uh-oh.
Oh, yes, it's hashtag
Kauai Wears Pride. Yes.
Yeah, so that's just, you know, we want to emphasize that this is whatever makes you the most comfortable. Maybe it's, you know, a ton of rainbow makeup and face paint and a wig and, you know, platform heels, but maybe it's something much more subdued, whatever makes you feel proud to be you out in the world, that's what you should wear, and hashtag it Kauai Wears Pride, and we'll put it up on our Instagram, Kauai Pride Parade.
Sounds super awesome. I'm excited for it. I got to play a quick 1 minute thing, if that's okay with you guys.
Sure.
We'll be right back. Yes, you can maybe regroup and think about what you want to let us know next. So everybody you're listening to, if you just joined in, you're listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, Kauai Community Radio, and we'll be right back after this short message.
2020 Candidate Voices are available on kkcr.org. Kauai Community Radio's website has a 2020 Candidate Voices page, which includes both archive recordings of Kauai candidate interviews on KCR programs and Kauai candidate forums, which you can listen to at any time. Your vote matters. Make informed choices. Visit kkcr.org.
All right. Well, thank you, Laura, for letting us know that. That's pretty cool. Just so you guys know, there is a website. She just said it there, but I don't know.
kkcr.org, and right there on the homepage, if you scroll down, there's access to the political candidate interviews. She's taken a lot of time to pick those out and to put those up there. And there's a few from this show.
Yeah.
And Kipukai is actually featured on at least one of those. And so yeah. For somebody who wants to get a feeling of for the current political candidates, it's a great place to go.
KKCR.org.
Yeah, yep. Choose. You can listen to all of them if you want, and there will be more coming.
Yeah. So we're back, guys. Just to remind you guys, the Pride Takeover Day with some folks in the YWCA. We got Kaya and also Kipu Kai and also Emily Dunn. Bianca was with us earlier, but that's who's here now. And, yeah, we just want to celebrate Pride still over the radio and talk about some important issues. Any other things you guys want to share with us today or directions you want to go? Oh, and just so you guys know, you can always call in 826-7771. Phone lines are open.
I just wanted to bring back up one thing that you had mentioned before, which was Black Lives Matter.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to do a quick plug that if anyone's interested in finding out more things that the Black Lives Matter movement is doing here on Kauai,
mm-hmm.
you can follow Kauai for BLM on Instagram or Kauai for Black Lives Matter on Facebook. We did a little initiative for Juneteenth last Friday, and we had some protests going up all around the island.
Yeah.
And, I guess it's
awesome.
Just, you know, it's Pride Month, and Pride is all about, you know, visibility and equality, and I think that it's really important that we don't forget that all these things are connected, mm-hmm. and they're all important. We don't succeed unless everyone can succeed.
Yeah, we're all in the same fight, you know, just hoping that everybody can be themselves without judgment or harassment or any of these negative things. It's a shame that we even have to fight to just, you know, for people to just be able to be themselves, but it's awesome that we are, and thank you so much for you guys for all the work you're doing. Appreciate you. Yeah, what else is going on?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing the show today.
Yeah, anytime.
Really awesome.
Thank you all
anytime,
so much
yeah.
for being here.
Yeah, and if you guys ever want a break for a song, you can always tell me which one to play and I can.
Sure, any song you want to play.
Oh, they have a song, yeah.
What? Okay, I don't know. Let's see. There's a whole list. Okay.
I love True Colors by Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's
okay.
A great song.
I was going to do a more Club Jammy one, but yeah, that's a good one. Plus, you were saying that that's one of you worked for that organization, right? Cool.
Yeah, I used to work for Two Colors United, yeah.
Yeah. Let's play a little bit of this.
I know
Cindy.
Right
back. Yeah.
Bianca just texted, "It's raining men." She wanted to rest.
Oh. That might be fun as well. What do we do? I wish I had really good DJ skills to be able to transition, but that would be a bit hard. I'll do my best. I'll be right back.
weather girl. Uh-huh. And have we got news for you.
You better listen.
Get ready, all your lonely girls, and leave those umbrellas at home.
All right.
It's rising.
Ooh, rising.
The sun is getting low.
How low, girl?
According to all sources.
What sources now?
This ain't the place to go.
We better
go.
Hurry up.
Everybody, you're listening to KKCR Kauai Community Radio Special Pride Takeover Day. Hope you guys are still there. We have some special guests, Kipu Kai and Kaya from YWCA, and also Emily Dunn. We were just raging out a little bit to some awesome tunes. Hi guys, are you guys still there?
Hey, of course.
Nice.
Yes.
Aloha.
I did my best to do a transition there. Was it the smoothest?
We got our umbrellas for the rain.
Nice. Yeah, it's a really classic video, too. I highly recommend anybody to watch it if you haven't seen it. It's pretty epic.
Classic.
Yeah, I see that. So, yeah. We're in the last 20 minutes kind of our show. Are there any other topics you guys think that we didn't hit on that, you know, maybe would be good to share with the community? Also, you guys, the phone lines are open. Listeners, if you'd like to call in, the number is 826-7771. That's 826-7771.
You know, I just want to refer back to the amazing resource page that Kaya and the other folks working on Kauai Pride Parade.com are working on, because it's really just kind of this amazing one-stop shop for, like, what questions do you have, you know, for anybody, you know, whether it is for people who identify or if it's for parents or for community members. It's just this kind of great
and really accessible way of getting information. I've sort of been browsing it while we're on the phone, and I'm like, wow, this is really cool. I wish I would have had this when I was in high school.
Oh, awesome. So can you repeat where people can find it at?
Yeah, so it's on KauaiPrideParade.com.
Mm-hmm.
So like Emily was saying, I tried to make something that was accessible for any level of understanding or any level of familiarity, you know, so it, for kids who are just sort of hearing about these ideas for the first time or who are exploring their own feelings or their own identities, for parents of LGBTQ children who may not know certain things and want to be inclusive, for teachers, for allies who someone who wants to be an ally but maybe doesn't know how, or someone who supports the community but doesn't necessarily understand the community, or just more information, or even, you know, for members of the community who know a lot about it. Mm-hmm. As I was making it, I definitely learned a lot of stuff too, because we don't know everything, you know, and everyone's experience is so unique. There's some different history things that I didn't know that I kind of found out through there, and some really awesome people that paved the way for where we are today that I got to read a bit about that we have all on there as well. Mm. And some different organizations that are doing cool work here as well, and some different types of terminology that I didn't learn, I didn't know. For example, something that people say a lot is preferred pronouns. And that was something that I was using. And, you know, I was redirected by some trans friends to say, you know, these aren't my preferred pronouns. They're just my pronouns. They're the pronouns I use. Mm-hmm. So those little words, you know, something, even someone that, you know, I'm pretty immersed in the culture. I am not trans. And so I don't always say the right things, you know, so it's just about continuing to educate ourselves. Even when you think that you know a lot about a topic, there's always more to learn, and things change too. So there's always new growth opportunities that we can take and just try to be better allies. You know, even within the LGBTQ community, we can still be allies. You know, I'm an ally to the trans community. You know, I'm an ally to different people who don't share my identity. So I think it's broad and wide-reaching and has access points for any level of knowledge. KauaiPrideParade.com.
I think what you say about preferred pronouns, that's similar to what we used to deal with when they said, so that's your choice, you know. And we would say, choice? Like, I didn't choose this. This is just who I am. And Lady Gaga's song that says, born this way. I mean, that there's no clear way to say it, you know.
Yeah.
And so the standing in who you are is not about making a choice. I mean, granted, if it was a choice, it's a free country, people should be able to make their choices.
Mm-hmm.
But considering, especially talking about like the 70s and 80s, and you know, and it's always difficult. It's still difficult today because there's still discrimination and lack of acceptance by some. But as hard as it's been for many, especially somebody who's 50 or 60 now, why would you choose that as a young person, right? Why would you choose the isolation and the discrimination and the violence? I mean, people have been hurt, you know, and attacked. And so nobody chooses that, you know. You're born this way, and you come to terms with it with yourself, and it sometimes takes a while, you know.
Yeah.
But once you figure out who you are, you just want to be yourself and be accepted and loved and appreciated, you know, all of that. So, I mean, it's not a choice. I get the way they don't want preferred in front of pronouns.
Right, totally. It totally made sense as soon as I heard that. But it's just these little things that, you know, are written a lot. So you see preferred pronouns, you see that written, and so you don't even think to second guess that. And so that's something that we all have to start doing, is, you know, dismantling our assumptions and these structures that are built around these ideas that
all people are straight and all people are cisgender and are identify as the same gender that they were, or the sex that they were assigned at birth. So it's like learning every day to take away those assumptions and to start from a place of everyone can be, or everyone is what they are, and we don't necessarily know what that is yet, then that's okay, you know, and everyone,
yeah.
Hopefully one day it won't have to be that type of thing that you just said, Kibukai. It won't have to be someone has to, you know, come to terms with the fact that they are this thing that is seen as different from the norm. You know, the goal is that one day we'll all be able to just be who we are in a way that feels natural and doesn't feel like, you know, like deviating from the expected experience, you know?
Totally.
I know for the longest time, back in the day, I didn't like having to choose a label, you know, as being, even this acronym LGBT, I mean, that's like, you know, okay, you're lesbian or you're gay or you're bisexual. I mean, it's just a finite label of sorts, you know, and I, for me, I was never comfortable with a label, you know. Eventually, my older age, I'm like, okay. That's how most people understand it. I'll just say it. I'm gay. I'm a gay Hawaiian man, you know? But I was...
Yeah,
I
totally get
it. I was like, I'm me, you know
labeled,
what I mean? There's a lot of different parts of me, you know?
Of course.
Yeah,
and that's an important thing for people to realize, too, is that you don't have... No one has to label themselves to fit into other people's expected box of what they are.
Yeah.
If you don't want to have a label, you don't have to. And I understand what you mean, like navigating through society, sometimes labels can make it a little simpler just to create understanding between people. So that's, I think, a lot of the reason people use them, just to be able to be like, this is, I'm going to say this and you're going to kind of understand where I'm coming from. And then maybe I'll be able to find a community that understands where I'm coming from, and we can join together and have these experiences together. So that's, you know, the pros of labeling. But when you think about labels outside of this community, you know, when I was doing some of the research for this, and I was reading about labels specifically within the LGBTQ community and how they can be a positive thing, doing that research, when I Googled labels, it was all these articles like, why labeling is unhealthy, and it was like, you know, because people think of labels as, oh, she's a this, and she's a, let me think of it, like, it's a prejudice thing. So it could be racial, or it could be, you know, ethnicity or job specific or any of these things, or, and it boxes people in, and it creates these ideas of what someone has to be, and then they can't move outside that. So that's the general idea of what a label is in society. But then within the queer community, labeling has become this thing that a lot of people choose to do to create a sense of understanding because they feel so misunderstood or not seen or not understood.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting thinking about it in that sense because we're told not to label people. We're told not to put people in boxes. But then the only way for the queer community to kind of get acknowledge and get understood is to create these terms and these words to describe their identities. So, so like I said before, hopefully we can get to a point where, you know, this stuff isn't so far-fetched to some people.
The interesting thing, too, you were talking about words, too, before, is how some words are, like, hurtful and bad at one period of time in history. And then over time, the community kind of reclaims those words and make them positive.
Yes.
I mean, I remember a time when people were like, would cringe at the word queer, and now it's normal.
Yeah.
You know, it's normal to be
different
from the normal.
Yeah, take your power back.
Queer,
right.
You know.
Yes.
Yeah, take your power back. I would say one thing, because I heard you guys say a little bit about Mahu before from a cultural standpoint, and I'm not real familiar with the cultural history, but I know that as a young boy that word was thrown around in the you know, not a nice 70s word. as the bad word. Oh. The equivalent for FAG, you know, oh. which is the cringeworthy word. I hated that word.
Yeah.
You know, and in many ways, I mean, we've come so far since then, you know what I mean,
yeah.
where people have stood up for themselves in ways that have taken power away from those words, you know, because those words were so hurtful when we were, you know, back in the day, but they're not so hurtful anymore because the power has been taken away, you know,
yeah.
and I think that's a good thing.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I love to hear that. I have to do a quick, like, 1-2 minute promo. Can you guys just hold on real quick, and then maybe we could get some closing statements from you guys?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have one moment. Because coming up next, we have a World of Jazz with
Aloha,
Tom.
This is Tom. Stay tuned for World of Jazz coming up at the top of the hour. We'll explore the roots and fruits of jazz. More reason to listen to radio like KKCR and hear what you may not have already heard before and won't hear anywhere else.
All right, so stick around for the roots and fruits of jazz with Tom. Right now, you're still listening to Kauai Soapbox Pride Takeover Edition, and I just wanted to quickly promo this Thursday on our Thursday counterpart, Out of the Box, Jimmy's show that happens from 4 to 6. That we've been doing, or Jimmy's been spearheading a whole series called R&R in Paradise. It's basically race and relations in the Garden Isle. So we're tackling race head on and all of, you know, the issues that are bubbling up now and just having a community conversation about it. We welcome anybody who wants to tune in and listen or even call in and share your mana'o. It's going to be this Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. and every Thursday on Out of the Box. So yeah, stay tuned. And you can always also keep in touch with what we're doing at the station on our Facebook group, the Kauai Community Radio. There's like a Facebook group where we always like share the topic. So yeah, and just getting back to what we're talking about today, special Pride Takeover. We're on the line with Kipu Kai and Kaya from YWCA and Emily. And yeah, do you guys have anything else you want to share with people before we go out? Yeah.
If anything, I just want to make sure I say happy Pride to all of Kauai Niihau again, and to say, you know, stay prideful, keep the energy going that we know we have for each other and for our community, and I'm looking forward to the day. Maybe it's still far away, but there'll be a time when we can get together again and be out in the streets for a parade again and be in the park outside the historic county building for our Pride Festival again. And in the meantime, let's just do what we can to get together online and in different ways and to keep supporting each other, and that everyone do a little something to appreciate and support, especially our young people who have so many struggles. Kaya was talking about the discrimination and the suicide and how it affects our young LGBT people of color disproportionately high. And so let's make sure we're there and putting our time and energy into supporting and making sure that there's all the aloha in the world for each other.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. What about you guys, Kaya and Emily? You might want to reshare one more time about the events that people can and where people can go. What's it called? Pride at Home?
So.
What's the?
Pride Inside.
Pride Inside. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, perfect.
So we have a bunch of events this week coming up, even though we can't do our parade and festival. If you head to KauaiPrideParade.com or check us out on Instagram at KauaiPrideParade or at Facebook.com/KauaiPrideParade, you can see all the updates of the events we're doing this week. Tomorrow we have a costume contest, #KauaiWearsPride, where we encourage everyone to wear their best Pride outfits, whatever makes them feel proud, and use that #, Kauai Wears Pride, and we can repost you on Instagram and Facebook. And
awesome.
Then Thursday,
We have a Time Warp performance that Emily is going to be in and a couple others, and we'll have a little talk story session that will be up live as that will be up recorded as well, and so people can watch that whenever, but we'll have a live screening on Thursday. And Friday we'll have a dance party with some queer music, like featuring queer artists, some queer anthems. We gave you some previews today of some fun hits,
yes.
And we'll have some others as well. Saturday night, we have the drag show, which is going to be awesome. We have a bunch of different performers. Bianca is going to be in it, who was just on the show a little bit before.
Yes.
So that's at 7, and that's on Facebook Live.
Ooh,
which
can't
is...
wait to see what she performs.
I know.
She's
always
awesome.
I haven't seen it yet either, so I'm excited as well. And then Sunday, we have a film screening. We'll be screening A Place in the Middle and The Rogers, and then there'll be a little talk story with the star Kumuhina, which is going to be pretty cool. And then that's going to wrap up our Pride Inside week, but all that stuff will still be up on KauaiPrideParade.com for anyone to look at whenever, as well as our first 2 weeks of challenges, which include a lot of awesome definitions and explorations of the queer community in terms of, you know, basics 101, what does this mean, what does that mean, all the way to some really cool historical articles, finding out all sorts of different things about the LGBTQI community, whether that's someone who knows a lot about it or someone who's really new to the information.
Mm.
There's a little bit for everyone.
Awesome. We can't wait.
Yeah, and I just wanted to kind of echo Kipukai and just say happy Pride to everyone who's listening.
Nice.
And that anyone who's listening is valid, and we see you, and however you identify, it's beautiful. And if you ever experience any discrimination or hate or anything like that, know that that's about that other person and not about you, because there's nothing wrong at all with how you are. So hopefully,
yes,
we can all, you know, spread that joy and aloha, like Kipukai said, this Pride, and make everyone feel included and supported.
Yes.
All right.
Yay,
thank you so much.
Hiya. Thanks, Kipukai. And thanks, Marshall and Alana, for hosting us today.
It's
really so awesome to be on the airwaves.
Yeah,
and
please feel free to reach out.
And to be able to talk about queerness.
Yeah. Any other time that there's any gatherings going on in the community, please feel free to reach out so we can spread the word.
Yeah, thank you for spending so much time with us. Really appreciate your presence.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Take care, everyone.
Aloha.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Bye.
Bye.
Aloha.
Aloha. Bye, guys.
Aloha.
Bye. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. Woo!
Woo!
I had to. All right, guys. We're just going to jam out a little before. It's going to be some jazz with Tom. Thank you for listening. We love you guys. Each and every one of you, no matter who you are, who you love, who you like, whatever. There's people out there that love you no matter what, so just please be yourself and feel the love, and aloha.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Alana. Aloha.
Kinky is a party for calming all your nerves. We're spilling tea and dishing just desserts one may deserve. And though the sun is rising, you may choose to leave. So shade that lid and we'll all bid adieu to your ennui. Let's have a kinky.